we are going to Pyongyang, North Korea now, to visit our mate, Kim Jong-un, our dear leader. Man, he's been a funny guy over the time, hasn't he?
Oh, he's been bizarre.
He's been a leader now for almost 10 years. So in a couple of months, he's celebrating his 10th anniversary as dear leader.
This is crazy.
He's had some moments.
Yeah, he has. I mean, well, what famously most recently switching, you know, into this, what do you call
the white suit.
The pit bull style safari suit.
And the sandals.
He's dropped around 30 kilos.
Oh,
That's quite a lot.
He's probably captured some personal trainer and keeping them hostage in some room.
Absolutely. One of the previous leaders.
Biggest Loser trainer. Maybe that's where Michelle Bridges is.
I haven't seen her in ages, actually.
Well, yeah.
Because one of the previous leaders, I can't remember which one, but was really keen on some sushi. So he went and captured a Japanese sushi chef.
Yeah, another one. One of them also captured a film director.
That's right. Because he loved their movies. And he made them act. And like direct films for 20 years or something.
The reason I'm bringing up North Korea this morning is Kim Jong-un is feeling a little bit, I guess, insecure in his leadership. Now, he's always been like that. It's just how he is. Obviously, he's a young leader compared to his dad and grandfather. But there's a new doctrine in place over in North Korea, and it's called Kim Jong-unism.
Oh, God.
Now, as if these people don't go through enough, like having to have the same haircut as this guy alone. That's enough to send anyone mad. So basically what he's done is he's erasing all history of his father and grandfather.
That's bizarre to me because they wear the badges everywhere with the two leaders on there.
Yeah, no,
you
no
think the
more.
Legacy would be a thing the big, and he's trying to wipe it.
Well, he is because he wants to set his own agenda. And it's like, you know, these two old dead guys are just still really making it hard for him.
Still haunting the place.
But yeah, he's basically banning anyone from talking about his father or grandfather. So that's a big piece of news over in North Korea because obviously, like you said, Meg, they are so celebrated.
Yeah.
So it's very strange. You go to prison or a labor camp if you're caught mentioning the father or the grandfather. And Kim Jong-un has also taken on his grandfather, his nickname, which is Great Leader.
Jeez, that's full
see,
on.
That's confusing, though. If they're not allowed to mention the other guy, then he's taking his name.
Well, see, he just thinks any association.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I meant you, Great Leader. Or yeah, were you talking about the other one?
No, well, there was only ever one. Kim Jong-un.
Off to jail.
It's crazy over there, isn't it?
Yeah. It's funny, I was saying before, off air, I was watching a documentary last night on North Korea. The haircut thing.
Yeah.
When you go into the barbers there, because they had a bit of footage of this, they have the approved haircuts, and it's just six of the same haircut.
Oh, yeah.
It's just different blokes looking at a different angle. But they're the approved, you can pick anyone you want as long as it's the same one.
You know, my ex used to make me get the same haircut all the time.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
That's why I broke up with him.
Kim Jong-un.
That's what I mean. Did you used to live in North Korea?
No.